Board member Nicholas Forster told yesterday's meeting of the board changes and improvements are visible when visiting the plant on the edge of the Niagara Gorge, with workers pulling together to clean the Cataract City's wastewater. Board Chairman Daniel O'Callaghan says there have been changes from hiring more people to staff giving direction to workers as to what is supposed to be going on. O'Callaghan says there have been a lot of changes since the uproar over the dumping into the river.
There's been direction and there's been process changes down there, and actually there's been some manpower and direction. And we've gone through and we've got all the sludge out of the plant. And that's where, you know, what the sludge removal is. And there's been a lot of improvements to the quality of the plant.
O'Callaghan says that doesn't mean the Water Board doesn't need promised state help to study what needs to be done to the worn, aging, and outdated treatment plant, which will undoubtedly need tens of millions of dollars in construction and reconstruction to prevent another water pollution problem. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.